KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The presidency says it remains concerned about the levels of violence in the country after the deaths of two activists.
Dr. Mukaya, who had spent many years caring for patients in Garankuwa, was experiencing health problems of his own when he was shot in his bed. Pam Mabini stood up for women who experienced gender-based violence and made a mission to ensure the police and our courts brought perpetrators to justice.
Dr. Khomolemo Mogai, a renowned medical doctor and author, was found dead in his Pretoria home last Wednesday. He was a former spokesperson of the Azanian People's Organization and a founding member of the Socialist Party of Azania. On Friday, whistleblower and gender activist Pamela Mabini was fatally shot outside her home in Gqeberha. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the perpetrators of these crimes need to be brought to book.
Their deaths and those of all victims of violence must move communities to work together more closely as citizens and in partnership with the police to prevent violence and to identify perpetrators in instances where attacks result.
The Msunduzi municipality says it will challenge the Auditor General's report, which flagged millions of rands in wasteful expenditure. The city received a qualified audit opinion for the 2023-24 financial year. The AG's report found that 140 million rand was lost in credit controls and debt collection. Briefing the media on Friday, Msunduzi Mayor Mzimkulu Tebola believes the municipality has made significant strides.
The municipality has made remarkable strides in reducing irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. And the reduction in the findings is proof that our governance is moving in the right direction. Now, these are the facts contained in the AG's report. Irregular expenditure has decreased from 60 million to 14 million rand in 2023-2024. That is a huge reduction.
And finally, the Drakensberg Boys Choir begins its national tour in Bloemfontein today. It's expected to perform at the Gelof Centrum Universitas this evening. A classical piece is expected to be followed by an Afropop performance to celebrate South African music. Here's the school's principal, Hendrik Becker.
Our mission remains to unite people through transformative power of music. Whether we perform in small towns or big cities, that's what we do. We are in the business of bringing joy.
On the weather front for tomorrow, Durban reaches a high of 27 degrees, Kokstad 20, Margate and Mooi River 25, Newcastle and Ulundi 29, Richards Bay 28, Pietermaritzburg 26, Ladysmith 29 and 23 for Underberg. In Durban, sunrise is at 7 minutes to 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. That's it from us for today. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.